This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I want our theme today to be leadership. And that's a word that we kick around so often. It's almost like hero. People see somebody leading and they believe, oh, well, that person demonstrates leadership. Nope. Not necessarily the case. The left believed Barack Obama to be a leader. He looked like a leader. He sounded like a leader. And I remember people when during the time of Trump's ascension to the presidency saying things like he doesn't seem like a leader. He doesn't appear to be certain things or whatever. And I'm thinking to myself, what's that mean? And let me tell you, as a fighter, I'll give you a good example. There was a kid that I trained with. His name was Sosa. And he's a chubby Mexican kid, probably about 5'10", and he looked like a Pillsbury Doughboy. And if you saw him on the street, you wouldn't think anything of him. You wouldn't think this kid could fight his way out of a paper sack. And he's one of the best fighters I ever met. Now, if you're trained as a boxer or some sort of a pugilist, you know what I'm talking about. There are people that you meet and you go, oh, he doesn't look like much. And don't get in the ring with them. Don't pick a fight with them because they will absolutely stitch you up, as we call it. People think they recognize things. They go, oh, he has the carriage of a leader. Barack Obama made people believe he was a leader. Barack Obama was, look, I got no issue at all with this fool. None at all, except to tell you the truth. I don't have a dog in a fight. I don't give a crap about Barack Obama, president, non-president, whether he was a dope-smoking chum guy leading his little gang of misfits in Hawaii or president of the United States. What I'm going to tell you about Barack Obama is the honest truth. Whether you want to see it or not, people will tell me, Kevin, you're jealous of him. Look, tell me whatever you want. I don't care. I'm going to give you the truth about Barack Obama. He was a fake leader. He made you feel like you were being led. I'll ask you a very simple question. If you were going to pick somebody to join you in a fight, would you pick Barack Obama? The answer is no. I'm going to answer for you. If you were going to pick somebody to run your organization, to say, let's build an organization together and get it, you know, charge it up and get people moving forward. If you pick Barack Obama, you would be the biggest clown on the planet. He's never done it. He doesn't know how to do it. He can stand in front of an audience and make them believe in the unseen. And you know what? That's great for him. That got him elected. That got the Democrats to just go off the cliff with him, losing 1,000 seats and having nothing to run on in the future. Thank goodness. Let me give you this. I'll give you some praise for the people out there saying, oh, Kevin, come on. I'm going to give you a little praise. Thank you for Barack Obama. Because without him, we don't get to see what abject lack of leadership gives you, and therefore we get a real leader. See, leadership is such a cool concept when you think about it. Some people say the art of communication is the language of leadership. And I think that's where Barack Obama falls. They see it as, oh, well, he's a communicator. He's going to pass Obamacare. He's going to give people all these niceties that come with, you know, with his ability to do this as a president. He can now give away all these things. And that's leadership. Okay. If that's the way you describe it, great. Leadership is partly communication. You have to be able to do it. I would tell you, if you really want to look at the art of communication and leadership, look at Donald Trump's tweets. Oh, yeah, we got to go there. By the way, Happy New Year again, folks. Let's just do that all month. Let's just make sure we understand that this is a Happy New Year in 2018. I see the 8 at the end of that 201 8, and I get excited because we are in the era of American leadership. Truly, we've gone decades without it. And what we've watched is the world go to crap. That's a technical term. It's gone to crap. And we've been under this delusion that we're leading the world. You know what we started to do? That there's a saying, leading from behind. We started to follow the world under Barack Obama because they said he was such a great leader. His leadership was in his communication skills. They stick stuff on a teleprompter. He read it. He stood there. He looked good in a suit. He talked like, hey, you know, what we're going to do? This is what's going to happen. And people going around the world are going to look at America. And they're going to like this, that, and the other. And people just, oh, my God, he's amazing. A black dude that can put two words together and not be like, oh, well, you know what I'm saying. Yeah. So that was leadership. That's all it took for the left, man, is don't be holding your crotch. Don't say things like, you know, I'm talking about, man, and you were good enough. Congratulations, leftists, for making black people believe that that's what we want to achieve. And you know the sad part? People believe this. We're going to be talking about LeBron James today. LeBron James believes that Donald Trump is a bad guy. He says, I'm not going to stay at a Trump hotel. Well, congratulations, LeBron. Really? Why? What is it about Donald Trump, other than the fact that he isn't sticking a D behind his name? Because let me tell you something. This is the sad part about all this, and we got a lot to talk about with leadership, and I'm going to get back to these other points. Yeah, I know. Y'all look at me like, Kevin, you always jump around. I know I jump around. That's what keeps my audience on the toes. But look, at the end of the day, LeBron James, if Donald Trump was a Democrat, LeBron James would be all over it. He'd love him. He would be talking, extolling his virtues. And for the record, if Donald Trump was a Democrat, can you imagine what these clowns would be saying about him right now? They'd be talking about this tax cut like it was the best thing that ever happened. They would look at this stock market and say, we didn't even think it was possible, but we've done even better than Barack Obama. Yay! They would, we couldn't, as a Republicans, we wouldn't win a seat in November 2018 if our lives depended on it. They'd be extolling the virtues of Trump. But these weak-kneed sissies, these spineless jellyfish politicians on the left, will sell out America over an ideology. Same with LeBron James and many of these other Holly weirdos and entertainers and whatever else. Anyway, leadership. That's what we're going to be talking about today. Kevin Jackson, you listen to me.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Everybody, glad you're with me. Kevin Jackson. Here's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com if you want to give us a call, 844-551-8255. So lots to talk about. Theme today is going to be leadership. When I went to military school, I remember this kid, his name was Carol. He was older than I was. I say kid. And they asked the definition of leadership. And we were all these, you know, fresh-faced cadets, like, oh, I don't know. And the guy said, the ability to gain willful cooperation. And I've never forgotten that. So he said, that was the definition of leadership. He was immediately promoted. Immediately. We were all like dumb kids, you know, but they made him, I believe, a sergeant. And I was like, wow, I better go study up on leadership. And I was a good kid, grew up okay, you know, learned hard work ethic, work being on a ranch, 25,000 acre cattle ranch. And so I knew what I wanted to follow, but I also knew how to be a leader. And this is what I say. Good leaders are great followers. They are. But they will take over if you aren't going to lead. Same thing I said. At the end, 2008, I knew we were toast. That's what got me into politics. For those of you who are just new to the program and don't know who I am, Kevin Jackson, I said in 2008, either Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama is going to be president. That was the scariest thought in the world to me. in retrospect, McCain being president was just as bad. But, you know, I knew that there were no good candidates, and I didn't want Hillary or Barack Obama. And I fought against it, and I predicted. I was in a coffee shop in St. Louis, Debbie's Coffee Shop, and I predicted to a Hillary Clinton supporter, I said to him, Hillary Clinton's not going to get your nomination. It's going to be Barack Obama, and worse than that, he's going to win. And the guy, he looked at me, and he says, I think you're right. This is a guy was a diehard Hillary supporter. And he says, I think you're right. And he actually started crying. I'll never forget it. He wrote a segue. You know, typical lefty. Nice guy. We used to come in and read books. His wife and I used to speak French together. She was a French speaker. Gave me a book about devils or something. But long story short, that's what he said. I said that to him. He looked at me, and he got into the Goldwater stuff, and he actually started crying. I was like, oh, didn't think it was that serious of a conversation. But that's what got me thinking about politics, was the realization that our country had gone so far down the road that we would elect Hillary Clinton, one of the most unqualified people to even think about being president, and, of course, Barack Obama, the most unqualified person to be president. And I was like, how far do we get? Get in the game, Kev. Get in the game. So I did. But that's what drove me to that decision is I said, these people are not leaders. Then in 2012, well, so 2008, I jump into the foray, 2009, and I write a book. It does okay. Glenn Beck discovers me and Fox News, blah, blah, blah. So we move forward. And I'm just, I'm like we have this joke we play where the guy says I was a young singer and Barry Gordy going to make me a lot of money on my records, right? So I just fell into it. And I'm trying to work with the Republicans. People are tugging on me in different directions. The more notoriety I got, the more, Kevin, can you come speak over here for free and do this for free and all that? And I dang near went broke doing all that. And I got to the end of 2012, and I said to myself, I'm going to do everything I can to make sure Barack Obama doesn't get reelected, worked my dangdest, tried to get anybody to listen to me and to explain why this man shouldn't be reelected, etc. And I'm glad, again, Romney didn't make it, but he was a better choice than Barack Obama. But God, in his infinite wisdom, said, you need another 4 years of Obama, America, and here's why. So, God overruled my plan, your plan, a lot of other people's plans, and we got Barack Obama again. But what was funny, because so many people were devastated by that loss. I know you remember this. It was devastating. It was a gut punch that we couldn't get Romney. And it wasn't that it was Romney. It was we needed to get rid of Barack Obama. We worked against the forces of good. God was going, oh, well, let me tell you, you're not quite there yet. But it was a gut punch, and I said on that day, I remember waking up the next day, it was like a tornado. Not the part of the tornado that's the storm, that very calm before the storm. There was a calm over me because I knew the storm was brewing, and I said to myself in that moment, I will never follow another person in this movement. It wasn't egotistically driven. It was I watched what we did, and I said, this is not the way we're going to win. It's not going to happen this way. And as a management consultant, the person who looks at what drives loss, what drives bad performance in companies, I looked at this movement and said, this isn't going to work. And by the way, if you don't believe me, go out and join teapartycommunity.org, because I'm going to tell you something else. If we don't do something to stave off the Facebooks and the Googles and these people that are just taking control of social media and this internet, we are going to be in big trouble. You better help me here, folks. We have 3 years to get this done. Technically, we have 7. But I'm saying in 3 years, if we do what I think we should be doing, we're going to be poised to go out there and do some good. So long story short, I said I'm not following anymore. Now, I'm a leader, but I was content to follow in 2008, 2009, and I said, hey, Republicans, let's roll up our sleeves and let's go get something done. And I remember the Missouri Republican Party reaching out to me saying, hey, Kevin, we love you. The things that you do, man, you're pretty amazing. Let's get you doing, working on some, advertise some marketing for the Republican Party. And the very first thing we did, they rejected. They started rejecting every, here, Kevin, they didn't give me a dime. I spent $1,500 developing stuff for them. They didn't give me a dime, said our stuff was too aggressive, and passed on it. And at that point, I was like, screw you guys. You don't know what you're doing. You don't know how to reach black folks. You don't know how to stir up things to get conversations going. And so, screw you. And in 2012, the day that Barack Obama got elected, the second time, the day after, when I got up that morning, it was almost like God whispered to me and said, you will follow nobody else. And I didn't. And I haven't since. And look, I'm going to be honest with you guys. We could use some really good folks that understand how, you know, operations and things like that and efficiency and things like that. We're creators. But this will be our year to do that stuff. We'll get the right people together. But we aren't following. Trump comes along, and you know what he does? He says, to hell with convention. He says, I'm not following these guys either. It was like a dude after my own heart. He's going, I don't care what they say. I don't care what, don't tweet. I'll tweet what I want to tweet. You can't say this. I'll say what I want to say. You're never going to win if you do that. Yeah, watch me. See, that's leadership. The quality of a leader. The ability to translate vision into reality. That's what Donald Trump did. And I'm going to go, when we come back, we're going to talk more about this.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at idstronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. idstronghold.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. British ladies, there were these black British chicks, mostly black, mixed but mostly black. And I watched this interview with them, and this one very boisterous one, she says, "I don't like a man who won't put me in my place." And she's holding court with these other black women, and she's like, "I don't like the men of today." I mean, these are millennial girls. And she says, "I don't like a guy who lets me get away with whatever." She says, "If I can tell you to shut up, I don't want you." Not lying. I wish we had the clip. But you can Google it. Find out for yourselves. This girl said this. Now, I'm going to tell you something. And I've had a lady call the show, and she says, "Kevin, I agree with you. You know, I want a man to be in charge of me or whatever." And she took it a little bit too far. What I was saying is this. Women want roles. You know, like they see the man in a role in their relationship. The same way a man sees a woman as in a role in a relationship. I'm not talking about just sexually. I'm talking about is how they fit together. And here's what I contend. I don't care what these feminists tell you. Feminists are just losers in the game of life. That's what they are. Because real women want real men. And they want it by the definition of societal norms. They don't want these metrosexual pansies. These guys that you know, I mean, I can give you all kinds of different things. I don't want to get anybody offended by this, but I'm just saying they don't want the pansies. They don't want these little millennials that everything's touchy-feely and all that. Now, don't misunderstand me, guys. You got to have emotion. I've learned this as a kid who lost my mother, who passed away in May 1st of 1968. I'm telling you, I was a non-feeling individual for a long time because, you know, I just didn't give a crap. And to some degree, I still don't. And it saved me in many ways. And it saves me to this day because I'm impervious to all the cries of Uncle Tom and Sambo and all the other crap. But the point is that we want leaders. Women want a man to be a man, and they want him to be a man in the sense of what we see manhood to be. Strong, powerful, protector, you know, provider, all that. That's not to say women can't do it themselves. See, that's the difference. When I think about the role of a man, I don't think, oh, well, I should be a good provider and a strong protector and all that. If the cake hits the fan, I want my girl in the fight. You know what I'm saying? But I don't expect her to be in front of me. So that's what they want. Anyway, these British girls are, they point blank. She's asking these other girls, what do you want? And they're all like, yep. So look,
The thing about this, this is what's funny. Feminism, if you want to call it whatever you want, can be balanced with this idea of having a strong male in your life and a leader. That's where feminism went wrong. Now, the reason why I'm talking about this is because I'm talking about why we have this lack of leadership. And why conservative men, I mean, don't misunderstand me. I believe in my heart of hearts it is conservative women who will save the planet. Because they can, it's like with black conservatives, we can save the planet by confronting all this nonsense of race. Women conserve the planet, conservative women can save the planet by confronting all this nonsense of gender. Now, I'll tell you this, as a black man, I will confront gender. I do it all the time. The executives at Fox are mostly women now. We have these discussions a lot. I tell them, look, I appreciate you guys as very strong-willed women. I do. I love it. I embrace it. But I also know your limitations. So, you know, we've had these discussions. But I'm talking about this in the context of leadership. Because what I want to say is this about leaders. The quality of a leader is the standard that they set for themselves. And that's what Donald Trump does. He sets a standard. He says, this is the Trump brand. And what he's translated from the Trump brand is he said, I'm graduating that brand to this is the American brand. Make America great again. America first. Now, that's important. And it isn't important because we want to be number one. It's not a competition in the world of what, you know, society is going to be number one. American society is number one. The difference is we aren't bragging about it to say, hoo-hoo-hoo, in the annals of history, we're number one. We're saying, no, you can be it too. It isn't. That's the other thing about leaders. Leaders don't hold back. They don't go, I wonder if I'm going to let you see all of the, you know, the behind the curtain stuff. I remember this time I was training out in California for a tournament, a kickboxing tournament, and one of my buddies, we were talking, and I said, man, he was like, man, what's bugging you? And I said, you know, I was sparring the other day with one of my top students, and I said, I got to be honest with you. At the very least, we tied, and I felt like he got the better of me. And my buddy looked at me, and he goes, congratulate yourself. And I was like, what do you mean? He goes, you've taught him everything you know, and then some. You've given all of yourself. You didn't hold back like saying, okay, I always hold back these secrets so I can always, you know, beat you up kind of thing. And I thought about it and went, wow, that's true. I never held back anything from this kid. And so what if he went on to become better? I mean, you know, I can't tell you that he was better. That day, I felt like, you know, when we sparred, I felt like, wow, I feel like he got the better of me. And I'd never had a student who'd done that. And I look at it now and go, that is the definition of leadership. I didn't hide anything from him. I wasn't holding back so I could, you know, down the road go, oh, okay, I got you. Why would I do that? And so I look at what Trump does and I say, he's telling the world, look, here's the secret formula. Go take a look. This is, if you want to be the best you can be, you better be a little bit self-centric. Make Poland great again. I just saw an article that the Polish prime, whatever they call him, the prime minister, whatever. This person is now going, we're going to make Poland great again. I'm looking at Donald Trump to do that. The other day, I talked about how the other leaders of the world who have this idea of, you know, kumbaya and we're all, you know, I'm not going to make Britain best. I'm not going to make Canada best. I'm not going to make Mexico best. I'm not going to make whatever. And we went through all these different countries and they're different France and Germany. They're different leaders and what's going on with them and their poll numbers are dropping. And they're wondering, why are their poll numbers dropping? And in only one case, which I believe it was the case of Macron, he's now adopting some of the same policies of Donald Trump. And that's a big transition for him because his, you know, he's in a socialist society. He's inherited a socialist society. But he, if he can withstand the idea that he's going to drop his polling a bit before it rises, he'll survive it. And the reason why he'll survive it is because he has to, if he survives it, it's going to be because he says, I don't care what you think. The quality of leader is a standard you set for yourself. You're not, now I'm not telling you, you disregard other people. Barack Obama disregarded us when it came to Obamacare. He says, I don't care what you think. You need to have this. The claim was 31 million people don't have insurance. 300 million people do. Of the 31 million who don't, we're going to take a little bit from each of you so we can get it to them, but it's in the end, it'll be better for everybody. And he sold that lie. And you know why we knew it was a lie? Because it was government getting involved, putting something on top of something that doesn't already work. And that's what a putz does. That's not what a leader does. Barack Obama, if he wanted to lead in healthcare, he would have said, before we touch healthcare, we're going to address the key issues. And we can rehash this. Just give me a minute. But he would have said, we're going to get rid of the waste and the fraud. We're going to really clamp down on that. And we're going to make sure that if you ever commit waste and fraud in healthcare, you're done. You can't be part of the system. And that's on both sides, as a doctor or as a consumer. So that pretty much eliminates it. It says, I'm not going to be fraudulent. I'm not going to be somebody that's trying to, you know, build the system, because once you're off, the government will no longer put you back on. Secondly, he could have said, we're going to make it to where all these plans cross state lines. It isn't a California plan or whatever plan. It's going to cross state lines. He could have done that. He didn't do it. If he'd done those two things, number one, the first thing that would have happened was he'd have tons of money coming back into the system. And look, I don't know, we chronicled a bunch of these people that were just bilking Medicare and Medicaid out of crazy amounts of money. That alone would have been huge, but he didn't do that. And then he could have easily looked at what the savings were and said, we're going to direct that part of the money into this other program that takes care of these other people voluntarily. But you guys, now we have a system that works, it'll all stay the same. But he didn't do that, because he decided he was going to go into a system, force you to do it. That's not leadership. Leadership isn't forcing you to do it. As I said earlier, it's the ability to gain willful cooperation. Short break. We'll be back in just a bit.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you. Hear you. You can do
it if you try. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan." And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
In fact, if the pace of change continues for the duration of Trump's presidency, however long that might be, I think he could become the most consequential president in the modern era.
Welcome back, America. Happy New Year to you. So who inspires you? I told you guys this story a while back. So my youngest son, he says to me, he was asked in school who's the most inspirational person? Who do you want to be? Whatever, he says his parents. I was like, wow. And he meant it. It wasn't like, you know, my dad will get this away. I didn't even know. I was just, it was a paper that I read, and he had said it. And I had, if I hadn't read the paper, I would have never known that he had said that. But it's a fact. He says, you know, his mom and his dad. And I know the amount of time I spent with the, you know, this kiddo, and I can understand him saying that. So I say these things to explain to you that leadership is something that's noticed. I remember when my son, he would say to me things like, he'd go, you know, Dad, can you come do such and such? And I'd say, no, not right now. And at one point in his development, he would say, Dad, you always say no or whatever. I go, that's not true. And I said, I tell you, I may do it or give me, you know, whatever, but I always do what I tell you I'm going to do. And he thought, and I gave him two or three examples that had happened previously, and he goes, you're right. And I said, I know I'm right, because it's important for me that you are getting the, you know, the real word for me. Like, I don't go, yeah, you know, I'll be there in 2 minutes or whatever. Yeah, later. And then, yeah, because I remember that song. That was it, the Run for the Road? What's the song where the guy says, you know, I forget the guy's name, but he says something like, everything he wanted to do, his dad would say, yeah, we'll get to it later. We'll get to it later. We'll get to it later. And they never get to anything. And then his dad dies, and he's like, we didn't get to anything except all the promises. And I remember as a kid hearing this song, and I can't remember the guy's name who did it. It's like a folksy guy. And I said, I'm not going to be that guy. You know, if I tell, what I say to my kiddo was, I'd say things like, give me 5 minutes. And then I look at my clock, and because Lord knows he's there, or 5 minutes later. Actually, 4 minutes later, but I'd make sure that he knows exactly when I'm going to do something and that I live up to it. Because I look at that as he's looking to me for leadership. People love leaders, folks. Let me tell you, that's what they want. They like their style. They like that leaders set the pace. Leaders invigorate. They inspire people around them. What makes Trump a leader? Is he does exactly that. He doesn't. He will consider your ideas, but then he has to make a decision. And once that decision's made, he acts. You may not like it. You may not. It may not be exactly how you would do it, but he does it. It's really that simple. And that is what people want out of anybody. That's what you want out of your boss. That's what you want from your spouse. That's what you want from your kids. And if you're smart, you'll teach that. Trump confounds D.C., because they sorely lack leadership. They got people with pedigrees. Ivy Leaguers, where you couldn't find a leader in a million of them. Remember how the left said Donald Trump lived and breathed polls? And he did. He looked at polls through the jaundiced vision, as he should have, because he understood that they weren't giving him the whole truth. But when he was polling at 20%, he was like, hey, it's not bad. I mean, I don't know where it is, but it's not bad. And then when people would drop out, he would start polling, you know, 26, 27%. He's like, hey, it's not bad. But and there came a point where he would say, look, you can look at these polls any way you want. I'm not losing any ground. That's what the litmus test wasn't so much what I was gaining. He was like, I'm not losing any ground. I remember after his first debate, I thought, he's done. I mean, I was one going, man, you know, he's an interesting character, but he's done. This debate was horrible. And his poll number stayed the same. And Trump's like, I didn't lose anybody. He didn't gain much, but he's like, I didn't lose anybody, did I? And you're sitting there going, that's an interesting way to look at things. I've got some interesting stories to tell you on how I've learned a lot in life by just listening to how people looked at things. Like when I used to train this kid, and he told me he was losing every tournament. And I was like, how are you losing tournaments, man? I'm spending hours with you, personally training you, and he's a good fighter. And then I called his girlfriend one day it was like his fifth tournament, and I go, how's he doing? And she says, he came in second. And when he did, I said, well, he told me he lost. And she goes, no, he came in second. I said, well, how did he do last week? He got 2 seconds and a third or whatever. I was like, what? So I finally got a hold of him, and he says, and I said to you, yeah, look, I talked to your girlfriend, and she says that you came in second. He goes, yeah, I lost. And I went, what do you mean you lost? You got a second place? He goes, I lost. And in that moment, the level of clarity that hit me like, wow, this is a unique individual. He didn't see second place as, I got a trophy. He looked at it as, that's the first loser. I lost. And he told me point blank, until I start winning tournaments, that's the only way I look at this. So I'll see you next week for my next lesson, or whenever we scheduled it. Taught me a lot. That's the kind of stuff that you want your children to notice, that you have to glean out of all this nonsense that we see, folks. There are leaders ready to step up, and we've got to help them. And Donald Trump is one of those guys. And that's why he confounds D.C., because they don't have any leadership. They think, they set up these fake polls in an effort to demoralize Trump. And he took a different, he went, you know what, I didn't lose anybody. And they're like, but you didn't gain. And he goes, so what? I didn't lose. And they're going, but that's not what the poll is supposed to be. You're supposed to look at the polls the way Louis look at the polls. Why didn't our strategy work? So right now, with Donald Trump, what they tell us when he got elected?
Oh, it was the lowest polling, the lowest polling of any president that's ever got into office.
You know, something like that.
He's got the lowest numbers ever. For lowest first month, first day.
I mean, every poll that came out, how bad was Trump? Oh, it's awful. It couldn't be worse. And Trump's trudging along. Hey, listen, we just saved Carrier. The polling is awful. Yeah, we're going to be bringing back lots of jobs and manufacturing jobs that Barack Obama said we couldn't.
No, it couldn't be any worse in his polling. Polling.
And so every time Trump would do something,
unemployment has dropped. Oh, the polling doesn't show that.
It was an attempt to demoralize Donald Trump. And you know what he did? He says, I don't give a crap about your polling. But then what's he do? He confounds them. He says, oh, by the way, polls show me even with Barack Obama after my first year. And what does the left do? Look at this crazy man looking at the polls. You get what I'm saying? Some of you do. You're nodding going, Kevin, yeah, you're right. Of course I'm right. I've got the polling to prove it. So this is, they don't get it. They don't understand. A leader is a guy that says, look, I'm going to take the best of what I get. I'm not looking at the world through this crazy half empty thing. I'm looking at the world going, huh, that's an interesting thing that I didn't drop in this poll. It's their crooked poll. They won't let me get any more. But here's what they can't stop. They can't tell me it's less. See, what the left does is they pick a number. It's a sale. I'm telling you right now. I'm explaining polling to you. The polling is the same way that the news is set. They tell you, what's the number that will demoralize the other side? Hey, let's try 37%. Donald Trump is polling at 37%. And you go, whoa. Now, I go, that's not even possible. Because I'm a leader. I go, that's not even possible. Donald Trump had roughly 50% of this nation who agreed that he should be president. And you're going to tell me, with the performance that he's had, that he's dropped off 13%. You're going to tell me that. Then you're going to tell me that more people like Barack Obama,
he's the most popular president ever. Look at this.
And what are we finding? No, he's not.
Hillary Clinton, she's amazing. People love her.
You know what the Democrats in 2018, let me tell you what the Democrats want for Hillary Clinton. Gone. Be gone. And she will be. Folks, you're witnessing leadership. And I hope you recognize it. I hope you understand that this is what we've craved. We've craved somebody that says, I don't really care. Look, be behind me, don't be behind me. If you are, great. If you're not, no problem. It's funny, when Trump says something like, you know, this person, he's a good guy, I like the guy. Then 2 days later, he's like, I don't know. I'm not sure about this guy anymore. What he's telling you is, if this guy doesn't want to jump on board with the with policies that I've made a decision about, I don't believe that maybe he isn't as good of a guy as I thought, because I've proven it. It isn't conjecture. And people, that's egotistical. You've got to follow him or else. No. He's saying, look, I'm going to make a decision. You can't make the decision. Follow or get out of the way, because you're not going to leave.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.